producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Merry Christmas, everybody. Yes, live. And 888-302-3684 put you in touch with me. Everybody else, Rich McFadden with his family for Christmas. Jennifer Horn with her family for Christmas. Roberta Fasanelli with her family for Christmas. Kenny Kessler's with his family for Christmas. And I'm betting that you're with your family for Christmas. But if you're maybe doing some last-minute wrapping, well, you're up early and you're doing some Christmas cooking. Share what you're cooking. Share what you've gotten already. Share what you think is the best and most important thing to you about Christmas. One of the very important things for me is the tradition of being here on the holidays. There's something about being on Christmas. I have done a Christmas radio program ever six times and then a break because on the seventh day there is no radio. Well, there is, but it's not me. But every Monday through Saturday of the Christmas season, or when Christmas falls on a Monday through Saturday, I do this program live, and I have done it. I did this program is in its 28th year. Good Day has been on the air for 28 years, the second longest running syndicated Monday through Friday program on the air behind Mr. Limbaugh, who started in August of 1988 doing his program. I started doing this program in October of 1988. And I've been on the air continuously since then. And before that, when I was doing local radio around the country in various markets, I always made sure that if Christmas came on a weekday, that I would do a Christmas program. So 30, 40 years I've done a Christmas program. I find the outreach is, and maybe this is selfish, I find it rewarding for me to have the ability to connect with you and people who just feel like they don't have anybody to talk to, or they don't have anybody to listen to. So here, as a service for those people who are by themselves, and there are plenty of people who are by themselves, you can feel free to connect with us one way or another in thought or in deed. 888-302-3684, just to talk about what Christmas may mean to you. Is it a religious holiday for you? Is it a secular holiday? I noticed the Pope was out and about the world. There are, you know, we have a billion two Catholics and 1.3 billion Muslims. I'm bringing Muslims in because they have holidays. Most all the major religions have holidays at this time of year. The Pope said yesterday to those people who are quote unquote intoxicated by possessions and superficial appearances, they ought to return to the essential values that are celebrated at Christmas time. He has been the Pope, what, for 3 years, I think? And one of the things that I find most interesting, I have never paid much attention to the Pope or previous popes because I thought they were just kind of blasé. And frankly, the premise of the Catholic Church saying that it was the number one. I remember doing a catechism when I was a kid. I wasn't Catholic, but I had a girlfriend who was Catholic, so I wanted to learn about the Catholic Church, and I went through their catechism book. And it's what people want to believe. You believe what you want to believe, and that's okay. You believe as you do. Some people don't believe in Jesus. Some people don't believe in the cross. It doesn't make any difference. Other people, you don't have to. This is what I find problematic with religion. There is criticism aimed at those, and we certainly see that today with all the trouble that comes from those who are incredibly intolerant that are Muslims. But the same, all of the major religions of the world have gone through the same period of intolerance. It doesn't give them a pass. It just means that at different points in time, the Catholic Church certainly has a horrible history of its early on in its reality. And I find it interesting, the Pope says, quote, in a society so often intoxicated by consumerism and hedonism, wealth and extravagance, narcissism, etc., 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 here's this child who calls us to act soberly in a way that is simple, balanced, consistent, capable of seeing and doing what is essential. I think that may be one of the most important statements that this man has made or anybody could make. And whether it's a person of the cloth or whether it's a person who is in some leadership position, or when I say that, maybe your mother, your father, setting a good example. There is, even if you have a lot of wealth, you can live in a simple way. I don't criticize people for anything. Live the way you want to live, the way your feelings bring you around to understanding that that life should be this way or live that way. But being balanced is important. It's hard for all of us to be balanced. It really is. I find that very hard in my life to be balanced and on an even keel, because you can't always see what's we don't have a 360 view. You can take one, but we don't always take a 360 degree view, and that calls for understanding and forgiveness, and that's a very important part of what this time of year is about. So my hat is off to the Pope and others who will present that same message. You can read about it. You can you can experience it. Maybe you go to church, or you did last night, or you will today. Whatever it is that makes you a better person, it seems to me, is the thing you ought to be celebrating this time of year. That's the way I look at it. Maybe, in fact, the message here is that we ought to be doing this all year long. We ought to have these feelings. We would have much less trouble. We'd be left with less of a problem to fix day in and day out if we paid more attention to those wishes. And one of the things that I always find most interesting is that Jesus wasn't Catholic. He wasn't a Protestant. He was a Jew. And yet we build our... There's so many people who are Christians have intolerance for Jews, when in fact if you... there's a lot of prejudice in the world. A lot of prejudice aimed at Muslims. And understandably, because of the way the radicals are living their lives and working, it makes it difficult for people to see the forest for the trees. But I believe anything that makes you better is something to worship. If that light bulb in your kitchen makes your life better, then you say, God, thank you for the light bulb. I do that. I say, give thanks for things in my life every day that seem like they're incidental or silly. But there's a lesson, hopefully, in that. And I find gratitude being expressed makes my life better. And I'll tell you something. I'm thankful as I look at the people who support this program. One of our big supporters is the Neogenesis company that makes Super Beats. Those of you who are new to the program, a lot of people listen to this program on Christmas or on holidays, and they're not either able to participate as much because they're at work, or there are stations that carry the program because it's live on holidays. So many of you may not have heard my message heretofore about Super Beats. This is a circulation superfood. It's great tasting. It's a source of dietary nitrates. And the important thing about these nitrates is that they open up your veins and arteries to get blood to your muscles, to your brain, to all your internal organs. This is a two-fold process. Beets, non-GMO beets, are grown. They are cooked, and then they are dried, and they are made into a powder that comes in a canister. You put a teaspoon of that into a glass of water or juice, and you drink it, and you'll feel in a few minutes your body changing. Or if you're working out, you'll know that you're able to do more. Your muscles are working better, and in general, you just there's a feeling that comes from taking this. And along with it is a product called Neo 40, and Neo 40 is a capsule, crystallized beets that you take, and it immediately is absorbed into your system. Put it in your tongue, on your mouth, on your tongue, and it dissolves, and that nitric oxide opens up your veins and arteries so the blood begins to flow. Great way to keep your blood pressure where it is. I had my physical with Dr. Ken this week. My blood pressure is 110 over 68. I'm fortunate it's been there. But I find taking Super Beats gave me more time on the treadmill. When you do a really good, thorough exam, you get a stress test. And I was on the treadmill for about 12 and a half That's about a minute longer than it was last year. That means the blood is taking longer, or the system is opened up a lot, so the blood pressure is down, and it takes you longer to get up to your to the prescribed heartbeat that you need for the test. That means Superbeats is working. It opens up the veins, gets the blood around, the things flow much better, and that's why we have the support of so many cardiologists like Dr. Ken Kronos, who's associated with this program. It's a super thing. 23 million people are taking Neo 40 tabs every single day. It's being sold in the practices of 1,000 physicians who are cardiologists. It gives you increased circulation, healthy arteries, energy, stamina, and healthy blood pressure. So get on the program. Make yourself, I suggested to a lot of people during the course of this last couple of weeks that you use this as a Christmas gift. What a wonderful way to say, I love you and I want to keep you around for a long time. Everybody who's over the age of 40 ought to be on Superbeats. This has become a very popular item because it works and people feel it, they know it. So here's the offer. When you call 800-655-4183, you probably won't find anybody there today, but tomorrow, write this number down, 800-655-4183. Order two boxes of Neo 40, the capsules. You'll get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats to be used in conjunction with the Neo 40 at a different time of the day. The book that explains nitric oxide and how your system works, how your blood pressure works, that sort of thing. A testing strip that'll tell you how much you have in your system and how much maybe you need to have in your system. Free shipping. The whole thing comes together when you call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Or you can go directly to DougLikesBeats.com. Again, that call, 800-655-4183 for Superbeats and Neo 40. Or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
At Exxon or mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and mobile are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or mobile station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. As for it by name, Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
At Exxon or mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and mobile are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or mobile station today. Terms and limitations apply. Plenty.com/partners for details.
All right, 19 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Doug by himself. This is the first time I think I've done this program by myself on Christmas Day for a long time. Happy to be here with you, going through some of the things that are going on in your life and in my life and in the Christmas world. I thought it was interesting that Mark Hamill, the actor from Star Wars, according to a story we have posted at DougSteffens.com, he skipped a promotional appearance for the new movie to visit sick children at a hospital in Britain. I think that was either yesterday or the day before. Luke Skywalker posted an image from the visit on his Twitter account. You have that picture at DougSteffens.com in the trending box. Shows a young boy that he calls Oscar listening to his heart with toy stethoscopes. It's endearing. It's just beautiful. Hamill wrote on his Twitter account, "Thanks for the checkup." All the other members of the crew were taping an appearance on the Graham Norton show in England, and everybody understood what was going on. Star Wars movies are meant to be a couple of hours of diversion from reality. We need that. There are optimistic and hopeful stories that are there, but he said this is, that sort of thing is trivial in comparison to helping people who need some encouragement. So he decided to do that with these young children. Nice story. Nice warm Christmas story at DougStephan.com. 21 after the hour now, boys and girls.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. 3 days of the living room.
Okay, so this is the last day of the My Three Songs contest. Every day, actually we started doing this about 6, 7, 8 months ago. And obviously at Christmas time, we're going to be playing Christmas songs by different artists. So if you're new to the program, it's a contest that will have three songs. You'll listen to them, and then you'll call us at 888-302-3684. You'll talk to Michael Fortier, and he'll put you in the queue. Tell us what these songs have in common, and if you're the first one on the air with the correct connection, you'll win a Mannheim Steamroller gift pack, copy of the new Mannheim Steamroller CD, Mannheim Steamroller 3040, and then a canister of their cinnamon hot chocolate mix. Plus, you'll be entered into our drawing, which will take place. I'm supposed to do one today because it's Friday, but I'm not going to do it. Wait until Monday for an HP printer that's worth, I think, $1,400. It's a brand new, this is really state-of-the-art technology. This thing is so good that it monitors when you run low on ink and automatically notifies the company that you need to be sent more ink. It's pretty amazing. So that's what you win in the contest. Okay, so the first song is Mike Love, You'll Never Be Alone on Christmas Day.
Find for some sad reason you're alone this Christmas season. And the joys of home grow dimmer just like a memory, distant glimmer.
Now, sometimes you don't have to do a lot of heavy lifting or thinking to figure out these themes, so I'll give you that much of a hint. This song, by the way, a single that Mike released about a month ago, was a lost track from a proposed Beach Boys Christmas album back in 1977. That didn't happen. The tapes were put away until Mike rediscovered them this past summer when he reworked it for a release, and they came out with it about a month ago. So this is a new tune. At least it's new to our ears. Mike Love, You'll Never Be Alone on Christmas Day. Song number one of our three. Here's the second song, Frank Sinatra.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day.
A great Christmas carol.
Their old familiar carols play.
This is from a 1964 Christmas album from Old Blue Eyes. It was based on the poem Christmas Bells by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, which was written in 1863. Johnny Marks, who wrote Rudolph, wrote the music for this and has been recorded by, man, so many artists, including Bing Crosby, the Carpenters. Richard Marx did it a couple of years ago. I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day is the second of our three songs. First one is You'll Never Be Alone on Christmas Day. And the last one in this series, The Magic of Christmas Day by Celine Dion. Christmas Day from her 1998 Christmas album. Celine Dion went on to become one of the top-selling albums for the entire decade. By the way, the song was written by Dee Snider, who was the lead singer for Twisted Sister. So, it's the titles that give you the clue. 888-302-3684. You'll Never Be Alone on Christmas Day. I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day and The Magic of Christmas Day. Duh. That's one of these things, you know, we've done these and they become, you become a captive of the difficulties, but this is not a difficulty. There's no difficulty attached to this. John, listening to Good Day in Kentucky. Merry Christmas, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's good. What are the... Go ahead.
I was just going to say we got very warm weather down here. So
yeah, warm all over the east. Yeah, it's warm and wet all over the eastern part of the country. All right, what are the things that carry these three songs together?
It's Christmas Day.
So. That's what it is. They're all about Christmas Day. Merry Christmas. Hold on a second. We'll send you that prize.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Tired of people pushing your buttons? Executive Coach Marshall Goldsmith says, realizing you have them is the first step.
As we journey through life, the typical reaction is there is a trigger, the trigger produces an impulse, and the impulse leads to behavior. If we can change the cycle a little so there is a trigger, it still will produce an impulse, but we have an awareness of what's going on around us. Then we realize we have a choice. Then we exhibit the behavior. And if you can just get to that level of awareness and choice, 80-90% of the time, we'll probably come up with a good solution.
When it feels like the whole world is working against you, it's good to know you have an ally. Doing What Works is here to help you to overcome and succeed. That's our job, and we love doing it for you in big and little ways every day. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, Wendy.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The hour. Merry Christmas from Doug Steffen. Even though the gang's not here, they wish you and yours a very, very Merry Christmas. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com, do you open your presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning? Let's see here. 64% of you said Christmas morning, so maybe you're opening up your presents right now while you're listening to this program. 24% of you said Christmas Eve, and then 12% of you, well, let's see, they're open 24% of you said you opened one present on Christmas Eve, and the rest of them you opened up in the daylight on Christmas morning. 12% of you said you opened your presents on Christmas Eve. I haven't opened any. Meredith and I are going to share some stuff after this, and then I'm going to get on a plane and go to California to be with my children for later in the Christmas day. This is a wonderful time, and there's so many great things to share. There's a story at DougSteffen.com about, excuse me, what a radio host did. He actually barricaded himself. You haven't seen, radio used to be a lot more fun, and I say this lovingly, than it is now. The corporate, the corporatization of radio has killed a lot of the fun that those of us who have been in the business for a long time used to have. I like to think that we still had a lot of fun on the Good Day programs. Good clean program, good clean fun. But we used to do, when I was a kid on the radio, I used to do crazy, stupid stuff like this. Here's this guy who barricades himself into his studio and he plays Wham's Last Christmas for a 2-hour period. 24 times he repeated it over and over and over again. This is a station, let's see, I'm not sure what city it's in, but it's not important to the story. This song, by the way, came out in 1984. He looped it 24 times. Listeners demanded that he end the torture of listening to Wham's Last Christmas, but he after a while he relented, retired when the His four-year-old daughter apparently called the station, said she didn't like this anymore. The station wasn't happy about it. It wasn't sanctioned, and they're going to supposedly discipline the guy who was on the air. But the station's Facebook page made light of the incident and shared a picture, which we've shared at DougStephan.com, of the host with his mouth taped shut. So you can see that story. It's a good Christmas story. What the heck? And it gets us away from some of the things that are a part of what Christmas sadly is, the realities of the things that people have been talking about on the radio this past week. I've listed every week on Friday through the weekend the top 10 talk topics that we do in our other radio, one of the other radio shows. I do actually four different radio programs. The Good Day program is the mainstay Monday through Friday from 4 in the morning until 10 East Coast time. And then I do the Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. It's a couple of hours every weekend on many of these same stations. And it profiles the top stories of the week according to the research that my staff does and the people at Talkers Magazine. What's being talked about the most, by whom, stations are profiled and hosts are profiled. And so we come up with this list every week. And so on the list this week are the presidential candidates, the fight in the Middle East, what's going on Christmas. I hope that you'll make Christmas the number one item. What's most important to you? We have the way they come out in terms of the research, but which one here is most important to you? I hope it's going to be Christmas. I'm sure Star Wars will do well in there, but we list the whole thing at DougStephan.com. Every year is a tradition at Christmas. I relay this wonderful message. There was an editorial that was printed in the New York Sun back in 1897. So I'm going to do that now. Letter addressed to Virginia. And Virginia O'Hanlon was her name. And then we're going to spend some time with my friend Uri Geller. This, as I say, goes back to the late 19th century. Francis Church was an editorial writer for the Sun. He got a letter from a girl and wrote this reply, which is famous around the world at this point, and it always is appropriate for Christmas, and that's why I read the context. First of the letter from Virginia, it reads, "Dear Editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my friends say there is no Santa Claus. My papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus?" And so the letter back from the editor, this, most of you have heard this. Maybe many of you have heard me read it before. That doesn't require any explanation, so I'm not going to give it any. "Dear Virginia, your friends are wrong. They've been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their small minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men or children, are small. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant in his intellect as compared with the boundless world around us, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and all of knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they are bound. They give your life its highest beauty and joy and meaning. Alas, how dreary would the world be if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There'd be no childlike faith, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable our existence. We ought to have, we have no enjoyment except in our sense and sight. Is that true? The eternal life with which childhood fills all of our lives would be over, be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus, but even if they didn't see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that's no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they aren't there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are unseen and unseeable in our world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all of the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernatural beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia. In all this world, there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the hearts of children. So I read that with every bit of tribute and accolade that it contains, because I think that there is a capsule there. And Virginia knowing there's a Santa Claus, and you knowing there's a Santa Claus, that's all we need to know. Believe. I believe in Santa Claus. It's 42 minutes past the hour. Uri Geller joins us in a moment. This is Good Day on Christmas.
Get the Kohl's After Christmas Sale, starting 7 a.m. Saturday, with amazing early bird specials till 1 p.m. Like 60 to 70% off, plus an extra 10% off sweaters and fleece. Take 60 to 70% off outerwear and sleepwear. Save up to 70% on holiday trim. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Spend under $100 and take an extra 15% off. At Kohl's After Christmas Sale, starting 7 a.m. Saturday. Flex style, some exclusions apply. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Need a holiday gift? Luxury and lifestyle expert Merrily Kearns List.
Adult coloring books are hot, and Michaels is the headquarters for them. More than 175 titles, along with great coloring pencils and markers. They've even got free meetups at Michaels.
What about the guys?
Something luxurious and useful. Starting at under $50, Gillette Shave Club delivers high-quality razors, blades, and cartridges right to his door. Members get special deals and chances at prizes from Major League Baseball, Marvel, and the NFL.
And for the foodies?
Something savory and sweet. Rolled Gold's limited edition holiday dip pretzels are back in 4 amazing flavors. And America's favorite chips, Lay's Wavy Originals, dipped in chocolate, are back. It pairs America's favorite potato chip with chocolate, so who wouldn't love that?
And for an elegant gift,
Ultra Premium 2015 Patron Silver Limited Edition Tequila. A gorgeous 1-liter bottle adorned with the iconic Patron BN Pewter. Delicious straight or added to your favorite party punch.
For more, go to videopump.tv.
Last week, Julie Carroll posted a status that read, "Just had the most delicious banana ever." It got 2 likes and 4 comments. Well, Julie Geico also wants to make a comment. What if we told you in as little as 15 minutes you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico? With those hundreds of dollars, we bet you can find another banana equally, if not more delicious, than the one you had last week. Hashtag go bananas. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. All right, 44 past the hour. Actually, 40. Is it 44? Almost 45 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Now we're having the technology. It's amazing how things are on a holiday when it comes to technology. We're all so spoiled, we're all so used to being able to do our own thing, that when it comes to the international calling that you might do in this circumstance, Uri Geller lives in Israel now, used to live in England, somebody that I've been friends with for 20-some years. He first appeared with me when I was doing the radio program, the local daily program I did on KBC in Los Angeles, and I became fast friends with him. Amazing guy. And then I was invited to his house, and then we started spending a lot of time together. He had a great place in a little village in Stoning-on-Thames in England, a little northwest of London. As a matter of fact, he's happy to tell you that George Clooney bought a place next door to him, sort of changed this little village. The reason that people would buy a place, people that are visible like Uri Geller or George Clooney in a place like that, is because you're sort of out of the way, you're protected, people don't pay any attention to the fact that you're there, and you can have some peace. I don't know that we have figured that out yet in America, where, well, I think we have a lot of well-to-do English people live in the city, and there are three or four places that they live around the countryside, not unlike what happens in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, and Hollywood, where a lot of stars who want to be visible live. But there are a lot of people who are stars, and I think there are three or four people that come to mind that have places, farms out in the middle of nowhere. I know that Bruce Willis has, I think, a farm in Idaho. Harrison Ford has one in Montana, that sort of thing. So this is the kind of life that Uri likes living. Now he's moved to Israel. Have we got you? Are you there? Hello, Merry Christmas. Where's
Uri?
Hey,
Merry Christmas, Bob. Let me just describe you where I am, if you and your listeners want to hear. I got an email today from England, because as you all know, I moved to Jaffa, Old Jaffa in Israel, and one of my friends in England said, how do you feel being disconnected from Christmas? No Christmas trees, no Christmas carols. And I told him, are you kidding me? So right by my little flat, humble flat, the Arab Christian community put up a Christmas tree, a giant tree. I've never seen anything as big as that. So there's a very, very much a Christmassy feeling around, and everything is decorated. It's quite extraordinary that I'm standing right now in the sun, looking over the Mediterranean, seeing the shores of Tel Aviv, and on my right and left I see Christmas decorations.
You know, I think that's something to underscore. The fact that Israel is supposedly a Jewish state, and it is, and it was carved out to be the Jewish homeland after World War II. But what people fail to realize is that Arabs and Christians and Muslims, Jews are, I take the Arab out of that because they're Arab Christians, Arab Jews, Arab Muslims. But the three major religions all were founded there and all exist very well there. It's only the zealots, the people who are politically interested in gaining from stirring the pot, the people who run Hamas and maybe some of your politicians there. But for the most part, they function extraordinarily well, and it's a very cosmopolitan city, frankly. I have been there four times.
Yes,
and each time I go there, it's the, you know, you feel the same thing, that there's, you know, what's everybody fighting about?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm standing right next to a church. It's called St. Peter's Church, Roman Catholic Church, Franciscan Custody of the Holy Land. Amazing. So I'm touching the church right now, and I'm going to send everyone, all your listeners, I'm touching now the door, the huge metal door of the church, and I'm sending you lots of positive energy from all Jaffa, from the Holy Land, and do try to feel it. And I know this sounds a little kind of far out, but why don't you all touch your radios from wherever Doug Stephan is heard, whether you're in your car, don't take your eyes off the road, but just touch the radio and feel my power, feel the energy, positive, pure, empowering energy. And with that, I send you good wishes and lots of good health. lots of prosperity for the new year. Okay, Doug?
It's the Christmas message, yeah. Thank you, Rory. I think that goes a long way, especially you explaining to people how united there are just so many people celebrating Christmas there, and nobody would have thought in the state of Israel that people would be celebrating Christmas, but it represents goodness and a good thought for mankind in his future. So I'll talk to you next Friday, which will be New Year's Day. Happy New Year to you and all of your family, and a Merry Christmas to the people in Israel around the where you are, and people all around the world celebrating Christmas, listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 after the hour.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
At the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm all by myself today, except for, thankful actually, for the services of Michael Fortier, who I used to be associated with the program a long time ago until he decided he'd had enough of me, and then he went on to work for Brand X. But it's good for him to be there. Everybody else, Jennifer was up late with her family, and I never say people to be, you got to be here. If you want to be here, it's my decision to want to be on the air on Christmas Day and all the holidays, Thanksgiving and New Year's, so I'll be here live next week. I will admit to having a little bit of a problem with clocks this morning, but that's okay. It still is nice to see when I go to DougSteffen.com how many people like the fact that we're on. I see 2,600 likes, the fact that we're on the air today live. The only thing, George Norrie is on live the holidays as well, but it's kind of neat to be here and get the sense of what's going on with you. 888-302-3684 will be the way for you to connect with us. Wish all your friends, anybody you'd like to, a Merry Christmas. What's going on with you? We'll ask that through the course of the program. And because this is Tech Talk time, I have some Christmas technical information coming up next here on Good Day. All right, so here we go with the tracking of Santa Claus. There are a lot of volunteers that track Santa through the night around the world. His status has been relayed to children who are all excited every year at the same time. This goes on. All of these people, NORAD and the folks that work there, actually stage a tracking effort on behalf of children around the world. Take calls from children who want to know if they are on the naughty or nice list, whether Santa got their minute presents or the big presents. Do we have big presents or do we have small presents? I want to know, does Santa give me something big? Only Santa knows that. He gets an update from NORAD every 12 minutes or so. Don't worry, Santa knows where you are, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncle. I remember last year, NORAD, I took 100, I had this story and I remember talking about it, I think the day after Christmas or the next week, 134,000 calls last year on the 24-hour period that goes from Christmas Eve till consider at 6 o'clock in the afternoon of the next day. This year, probably not any different. Phones are ringing constantly at the command center at NORAD. Volunteers come in to take calls from children, to remind them to stay asleep, and no matter what they hear, do their best to be ready for the approach. There's a volunteer named Susan Murray. Her name is Elf Susie to callers, who said some of the children asked why she was not with Santa delivering the presents. Her answer, there's a huge mess left over after all the preparations, and a few elves have to stick around to clean things up. It reminds me of when I was 5 years old and believed in elves and Santa, she said. It doesn't take too much to imagine it again. So there's technology involved in that, certainly. One of the realities of Star Wars and The Force Awakening, just before Christmas hit theaters last week, revenue from their mobile games has gone up an average of 51%. Downloads were up 100% from the previous week, according to the censor. 22 apps racked up $334,000 the day after the movie debut. That's up 74% from the previous week. Wow. And you know what the number one gift is in terms of technology this week, this year? Drones. Drone registration. This is the first week of drone registration. If you have a personal drone, you're required to register it. 45,000 people through Thursday, from Monday through Thursday, registered with the FAA. These people have registered their drones. If it weighs less than a pound, up to 55 pounds, you got to register your drone. And there is a lot of conversation this week about how much the federal government gets into the software and the devices that you have and that companies have. How vulnerable are we to terrorist attacks? There's a lot of backdoor access to encrypted software that it makes people uncomfortable. I don't know how many of you gave software or gave hardware or gave any kind of. I mean, this is where all the activity is. There are lots of devices, and the feds. If you give them a backdoor to your device, that is, let them work on the encryptions, will that mean that you're safer? And the answer to that question is no. Don't give the federal government any more access to your stuff than you have to. That'd be my recommendation. I didn't change my point of view just because it's Christmas. 59 past the hour and good day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.